Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week I thought it would be interesting to interview both the public relations professional who requested that I interview her client and her client. I'll have those interviews for you in a moment. Last week I blogged the Farm Progress Show on AgWired and also found content for our domestic fuel site and World Dairy Diary. I want to thank my sponsor Monsanto and Kelsey Schroeder, who was blogging away with me. She's a student at Iowa State University and was selected for the Monsanto Future Ag Journalist Fellowship Program, which made her trip to the show possible. I think she did a great job, and I hope that you did too. I thought you might be interested in some upcoming events that I'll be blogging. This week, I'll be in Chicago for the final Indy Racing League race at Chicagoland Speedway. The race is on Sunday, but I'm going up Thursday, and that's so I can be there for an ethanol pump promotion that's being organized by my sponsor, the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. Then I'll be going to Washington, D.C. and the Pentagon to cover the bio-based products, enhancing the Department of Defense's mission, protecting the environment. I'll be blogging that conference at the Pentagon for the United Soybean Board. This ought to be interesting, just considering the hoops you have to go through to get inside with equipment like a camera. So turning back to this week's interviews, first I'm going to play my interview with Carly Kaufman, who's a public relations account executive for Osborne & Barr Communications, working on the Monsanto account. I talked to Carly about what she does. She was very agreeable to be interviewed, and I appreciate that. You'd be surprised how often I try to interview public relations people who refuse or are very uncomfortable doing so. They get interviews for their clients, but don't want to do them themselves. Not Carly. And not only was she willing, but she did it in front of an audience of farm broadcasters who can be a little intimidating when they want to be.
Here with me in this interview is Carly Kaufman. She is a public relations account executive for Osborne & Barr Communications. And Carly, we're at Farm Progress Show. I understand this is your first adventure out here into a cornfield at this show to work with your client or clients, as I know you have at Osborne & Barr. What you do is interact with the media. And why don't you just give me a little overview of the kind of work you have been doing out here?
Well, I'm here on behalf of Monsanto, and basically I go with the other PR personnel for Monsanto to the media tent several times a day, and we kind of walk around, see who we know, see who we don't know, introduce ourselves, give them media advisories, give them press kits, and let them know about what kinds of people we have, the spokespeople, to talk to them.
Can you describe what your experience has been like working with the media here, the ones that you've met?
Well, I like the fact that there's a designated media tent and that it's an easy way to find everybody, and just that the fact that we can walk in and out all during the day. And everybody has been generally friendly and has been willing to talk to a lot of the spokespeople that we have, so it's been an overall pretty good experience.
Well, except for some of those farm broadcasters, I'm sure they're probably kind of tough to deal with?
I wouldn't say tough to deal with. It's more of an understanding of the fact that they have to cover a lot of different topics during Farm Progress, and that, you know, we do the best that we can, and in our persistence, as we call it, we go and talk to them and see if they might be interested. If they're not, we understand, and then maybe we'll come by a little later and ask them if they want to talk to somebody else.
I know we have some media audience watching. I think it's fascinating to hear your perspective on how you work with us in order to obtain interviews for your client. How do you think it's gone here? Do you think you've accomplished what you wanted to for Monsanto?
Well, I think the important thing to point out is that last night we had a press event for our technology tour at the Monsanto tent, and because we were persistent and because we went over and over again, there are about four of us that have all the information on what was going on, and we covered pretty much everybody in the tent that wasn't in the tent, and we had a very good turnout. We had about 40 media personnel that came to that tour, so that's just an example of how persistence pays off.
Tell me about the team that you brought here from Osborne & Barr. It seems like there's been quite a few, but I know you have multiple clients too.
Well, basically the PR team for Monsanto is specifically for Monsanto. We do not do work for any other clients, so we can focus all our time because there is a lot of need for PR. And so the fact that we have four people is a very good thing that we can totally focus on getting as many interviews as we can for each of the spokespeople that are here.
Thank you very much. That's Carly Kaufman. She's a public relations account executive for Osborne & Barr Communications, working here at Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
One of the Monsanto representatives attending the Farm Progress Show that Carly was trying to set up interviews with the media was Monsanto's director of marketing, Jim Zimmer. I interviewed Jim about the big picture for Monsanto. One of the interesting things, he says, refers to their belief in word-of-mouth advertising. I like to say it's the finest kind, too.
Here with me in this interview is Jim Zimmer, who is Director of Marketing for Monsanto. And I guess, first of all, Jim, I'd like to have you give us a brief overview of what the big picture is in terms of Monsanto and how they're approaching the support of U.S. agriculture.
Well, we're a company that's solely focused on agriculture, first and foremost. What that means is each and every employee, each and every day, is focused on production agriculture. We're trying to identify products, innovation of products that increase farmer productivity and profitability and create new markets.
What would you say to somebody who wants to know are the most exciting things, at least from your viewpoint, that the company's doing right now?
Well, it's very exciting to see what we're doing to help farmers, first and foremost. We've introduced a lot of products over the last 10 years, actually a new product about every year for the last 10 years, and each of those products have been widely adopted by farmers. So that's the first thing. Second thing is we're a company that's very committed to long-term agriculture, and so we continue to identify new innovations. Some of the new products we have on display here at the show, we're very excited to show farmers.
It seems like Monsanto has a significant presence here this year at Farm Progress Show. Can you give us an idea of the kind of involvement and what it's taken to put together your effort here at the show this year?
Yes, we started planning for this show about 8 months ago. We thought this would be a tremendous opportunity to show the second generation technologies that we're going to be bringing to farmers in the future years. And so we started working as a team along with the USDA and other constituents to be able to demonstrate products that are not yet approved but are coming to the market very soon.
What do you see for the future as the methods or mechanisms that are going to allow you to best reach your customers?
Well, we like word-of-mouth marketing. We like the farmers to try it and share their results with their neighbors. We think that's the very best approach. We have a lot of confidence in the products we put into the marketplace, and we think as a farmer tries them, they're going to see the benefits, they're going to tell their neighbor, and it's just going to be a win-win situation.
What would you most like producers to know about Monsanto, especially as we look to the future?
Well, first and foremost, we feel like that we're connected at the hip with farmers. We're focused only on agriculture. Our success is linked to their success and their choice of purchasing our products. We have to have products that create value for them. We recognize that. They have to make money using our products. It has to increase their productivity and their profitability, and we're very committed to continuing to earn that business.
Thank you very much. That's Jim Zimmer, who is a Director of Marketing for Monsanto. We're here at Farm Progress Show 2006. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
I hope you enjoyed this week's Zimcast. I thought these back-to-back interviews would provide you with an interesting juxtaposition of the PR pitch and the result. And thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.